Have you ever had a need in your life? Well, my friend, here's a man that was born crippled, and I would say that he has a need. But you know what? Paul and Barnabas came preaching, not psychology, not some self-help method, but they preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. He heard the word, and he believed by faith, and Paul prayed for them, and he was healed by the very power of God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is great being with you here today on Truth in Fact. We are in the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 9, very powerful passage. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet," and he leaped and he walked. Now, what do we see here? A miracle taking place. In case you're wondering if I believe in miracles, you better believe I do. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible says, "I change not." You know, it's not God that changes. We're the ones that change. God simply wants us to believe His word by faith, to stand upon the word of God, the gospel of Christ. The Bible says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will by no means pass away." And here we find in Lystra a man that did not have strength in his feet. He was a cripple from his mother's womb. And the Bible says that he never walked. Now, we don't know how old this man was, but we do know that he was born crippled. He was not able to walk. In fact, we know that he had never experienced the opportunity to walk in his life. You see, to me, this man is a picture of what sin has done to the human race. It's a picture of how sin has not only had an effect on humanity spiritually, but humanity physically. And we see the effect of sin all around us, don't we? There are many that are crippled spiritually. In other words, they're lost. They're separated from God. They're spiritually dead. They may be alive physically, but spiritually they're dead, as the scripture says, "But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth." And there are many in that condition today. I used to be in that condition. There was a time when I wasn't saved. I wasn't serving God, but praise God that He saved my soul, and now I'm alive. I'm born again, praise the Lord. Well, there are people that are living, yet they're dead. They're cut off from God. They don't know the Lord is their Savior. And if they continue this direction, the only thing that awaits them is a lost and eternal hell. Folks, there are untold millions that are going a direction that leads to destruction. They're on the wrong path. Many are crippled spiritually. They don't know it. They're lost and they don't know it. Sin not only has affected the human race spiritually, but also physically. We all feel the effects of sin. Sin has tainted the human race. Because of the fall of man, we suffer from various diseases and sicknesses. Listen, just because somebody is sick doesn't necessarily mean that they're in sin themselves. That may or may not be the case. That's between that individual and God. But the fact is, sickness and disease are a result of the fall of man. It all started back in the garden when man chose to disobey God. This man perhaps had tried using all the resources that he had to find a cure. Perhaps he went to several doctors, but none could help him. As far as human ability was concerned, none could help this man. Perhaps he tried praying and sacrificing to his false gods, but that would be to no avail because they're just false images of man's corrupt heart. This man was crippled. He couldn't do for himself. He had no life to speak of. He was lame. Socially, he was an outcast. He was trapped in a prison. And my friend, perhaps some of you can relate to that. Perhaps you can remember the time when sin had you trapped in your prison. Spiritually, you were crippled. You tried and tried and tried to get out of your prison, but each time you failed. It might have been the prison of drugs or the prison of alcohol or the prison of being religiously blind. But suddenly there comes Paul and Barnabas and they're preaching. What are they preaching? They're preaching the gospel of Christ. They're preaching the kingdom of God. And this crippled man heard them preach, and a lame man from his mother's womb heard something he had never heard before. Oh, praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My friend, let us stick to the true preaching of God's word that men might be set free out of their prison.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.